Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala, where was God when my dream died? I thought I could trust him. Now I'm not sure. No, you were not the one who penned those words. Chances are, though, at some time or another, that thought has risen from your troubled heart, whether you voiced it aloud or you just thought about it. A friend of mine faced that issue when his wife needed surgery, and the doctor said, there's a chance that she might not make it. She didn't. People told me that the Lord had revealed to them she would be okay, he later recounted with anger. His dream died along with his wife. Ruth's dream died after her husband took retirement, and the extended vacation that they had planned together for years never happened. If only I hadn't asked him to dig the garden, she lamented, thinking that it was the exertion of spading the roses that really caused his heart to fail. The death of a dream is never an easy thing to deal with, especially when you think that God in his might and power could have made your dream come true. Long ago, Job struggled with his issue. He lost his children, his home, his business, and the love of his wife, who said, Job, just curse God and die. His dream was shattered, but he neither cursed God nor blamed him for the death of his dream. When your dream dies, you can hold on to God and find him a refuge and strength when your world comes tumbling down. But how do you do it? Guideline number one. Vent your emotions without having to place blame for what happened on anyone. The doctor made a mistake. The drunk shouldn't have been on the road. The prescription should have been in a safe spot. The death of a dream doesn't have to be the end of your life. Harsh words hurled in anger won't restore your loss. Revenge is shallow payment for seeing your dream wither and die. Guideline number two. Strive to hold on what you know in your heart is true. No, you didn't plan on what happened. Nobody did. The fact that God doesn't shield you from the bad things that happen in a broken world doesn't mean that you are not loved, that you're not esteemed, that you are not valued in his sight. Job cried out, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. That's tough faith. It was a decision to hold on to what he knew is true, that God is a faithful God who walks with us through the dark hour. Guideline number three. Turn to God instead of turning on God. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, said David. No, others don't know the depths of your pain or loss. I've heard literally hundreds of people, including pastors and bereavement counselors, say, I never knew how tough it was until I had to go through this experience myself. It's also true that you never tasted the grace of God so deeply as when you face the darkest night of your soul. Guideline number four. Focus on the future, looking beyond your dream to the reality of heaven. Okay, you missed that 6 weeks on the road vacation that you had talked about for years. You won't be able to buy the new car because your stock collapsed. Your dream won't be realized, but at some point you have to look beyond that to the reality of spending eternity in the presence of God with the one you love. When our dreams ebb and fade, God is there, and we can still find his presence, which sustains and strengthens and helps us to go on. Thank God, you can hold on to him when your dream dies. Many have done it, friend. And you can too. Going on is the only path to the future.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.